Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for being here today. We are the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and we got to give credit where credit is due. You two knew there was something about this Georgia Tech team this year. Georgia Tech remains undefeated with a 35-20 win over Virginia Tech, becomes the first bowl-eligible ACC team for this season.
Yeah, and I think the biggest takeaway, and Bo could probably echo this sentiment, is that if you're not a Georgia Tech fan, you're looking at a game against Virginia Tech going, you know, who cares? That's the Virginia Tech. They're not a good football team. You know, obviously they've already fired their coach and everything else that's going on with them. But I think that if you are a Georgia Tech fan, you've looked at this game in the past and gone, this could get sideways in a hurry. It's always these kind of games, or seemingly under Brent Key, that you've stumbled on, and they didn't. They dealt with business accordingly. I think that they've been very good in these situations throughout most of the year, although, you know, they almost got beat against Wake Forest, and some people think that they probably should have. So they continue to roll on, man. They just play at an efficient level right now, and it's been nice to see that team kind of pressing forward and doing what they're capable of.
This might be the best one of the year for Georgia Tech, and everybody's going to be like, well, you're an idiot. Like, they've played good teams, and that was a bad team. Yeah, but this was the first time all year against an opponent that had talent that could come across and beat them, right?
Yeah.
Virginia Tech has some talent. I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up you that they're the most talented team. That's not what I'm saying. The thing is, they're an ACC caliber team that was not expected to be as bad as they are, and has some players over there, and they could beat you. And you couldn't walk into if you walked in here sleepwalking, they were going to get you. And they sleptwalked through Wake Forest, which I think was the hump game for them. The one where they needed to – that was the game where they grew up. Whether I don't care how it played out. There was a bad call on the other side. You can say that Georgia Tech won the game on that offsides against Wake Forest. I can tell you that Wake Forest is only in the game because of a fumble that they called an incomplete pass that went for Wake and allowed them to get a field goal, which was the difference in the game into that point. That all said, this was the game where you showed that you could come in as a favorite – at home and take care of business. You didn't sleepwalk. You came out and jumped on them 15-0 right off the bat. And it was 21-7, I think, at some point. And then, boom, you scored again. And it was 28-14 or whatever. You played that game. You controlled it throughout, never in doubt. And that's a big game. And I will say, yeah, I'll pat myself on the back because Mike and I both said 10 wins is realistic. And then the pile jumpers came in. We got crap from Steak. Mm-hmm. Another show on the station decided to apologize. Like, yeah, 10 wins. That sounds real. I heard somebody else talk about it. That's great. We were here first saying we thought they could win 10 games, and it seems realistic now.
Yeah, and they do have a couple of games. You know, obviously a noon game against Duke this weekend at Duke. That's one that you could see maybe playing out the same way the Wake Forest game did. I think that's kind of a scary one. And here's the thing. All these teams, Duke, Syracuse, North Carolina, NC State, Boston College, Pitt, before you get to Georgia, all those teams are capable of it. And I think that, but I think Brent Key does as good a job as anybody in college football of making sure that his guys are aware of these situations and don't have these lulls. Lord of mercy, I wish the guy in Tuscaloosa would steer away from some of the lulls that they see from time to time in these away games, these sleepy away games. So it is what it is, but you know, they continue to kind of plug along, and it's going to be fun to watch this team kind of develop throughout the rest of the season. I'm not going anywhere for Thanksgiving weekend, by the way.
No.
Dang. So that Friday game against Georgia, woo, come on. Come on. I know Brent Key's out there. Hey, about them sideline passes, baby. I'll be in town. Let's go.
Speaking of Georgia, they had a rough start against Auburn, but did turn things around. Final score 20-10. I can't wait to see Rusty Mansell this week. Did you see his post on Facebook?
Oh, I did not. But
for everyone that was texting me and calling me during the first quarter, the halftime, it's a four-quarter game.
Dude, how good is Kirby Smart and Glenn Schumann after halftime? And you mentioned it. I was going to irritate some Auburn fans. So take this for what it's worth, Auburn fans. I did go to Alabama. I don't care. You're either going to listen to this or you're not. I was getting called a Bama homer 2 weeks ago by Georgia fans. So take this for what it is. When I saw Hugh Freeze's interview on the way in from halftime, I knew that Auburn was going to lose that game.
Really?
Because teams in college football take on their coach's personality. And he's given this, I got to take a breath, and he wants to blame the referees and everything else. There's no way I'd ever witness Kirby Smart having that kind of halftime interaction on the way into the locker room to talk to his team. Hugh Freeze looked defeated after the whole fumble, no fumble on the goal line. He looked like he was defeated. And I kept looking at the interview going, in no way should a big-time college head coach have that look on his face and that thought process headed into the locker room in a game you are winning and have dominated up until this point. And with how good Kirby Smart has been after halftime and that Georgia team after halftime, I was like, it's not going to be good for Auburn in the second half, and it wasn't. I thought it was the worst mentality you could possibly have. And I know that there are Auburn fans that are on the fence about Hugh Freeze, and some of them like him, some of them don't. Some of them still think they got screwed. That's fine. But you had every opportunity to come out in the second half and win that game if you're Auburn. And the mentality that your head coach had headed into halftime, it came out in that football team in the second half. It was bad.
Yeah, I mean the young team, the AD screaming at the refs. I understand why they felt that way. And then it felt like it was that they were doubling down on it in that drive that immediately followed where the Georgia goes all the way down and scores. But that was the game. That just changed the entire – that was almost like a knockout shot in the first half. It's like knocking a guy down in the fourth round for the third time and then knowing you can just coast on points the rest of the fight.
Yeah.
But instead, he knocked you down.
It was abysmal to watch Auburn's offense try to operate in the second half. And if Hugh Freeze is that guy – and you saw what they're able to do in the first half, you have to have that counterpunch ready. And I thought his mentality, his personality was put on this Auburn football team in the second half, and he didn't show resiliency, and neither did they. And Kirby Smart and Georgia did.
Alabama beat Missouri 27-24. Kind of a wild ending to this game.
Wild ending. And granted, I think that it could have been much more in Bama's favor. I know that we'll get into the over under later on in Man Up Monday. There was a missed field goal that was a big opportunity. I don't think Ty Simpson and Bama played their best game, but we were just talking about it earlier, Bo. We were talking about noon starts, road games, conference matchups, things like that could go sideways. And Missouri's a good team. And so now if you're Alabama, you've reeled off three pretty good wins in a row, and you got to kind of take that into context.
It's a huge road win. I mean, and it was sleepy. I mean, I know that the crowd was up for it, but I honestly did not realize that the stadium there, they were redoing that end zone.
Yep.
So I was like, man, I was like, that makes it even tougher. It just felt like, why does it feel like those road games in the Midwest in October and November are always like overcast? It feels like it just feels
dreary.
Everything feels sleepy about it. I think Ty Simpson is the best quarterback in the SEC right now.
Wow.
No, Sandra, you wait your turn. Do not talk over me. Because he made that throw in the end zone he made, I think it was the second touchdown pass. I'm not going to lie. We were up there at Kia, Bulldog Kia in Athens, and I had my phone on. And
there you go.
Of course he did.
That a boy. I don't think anybody could blame you for that.
And that throw he makes, that was a hell of a read. It was a great throw. Yeah. He's good. And I was listening to Fricky and Abe on the way up there talk about that game, and they're like, yeah, Ty Simpson, you know, he cost them the game against Florida State. I was like hitting my steering wheel.
What?
I was like, what game were y'all watching? Ty Simpson has been phenomenal all year. The offensive line couldn't block anybody.
And defense couldn't get off the field either.
Yeah. And I was like, how did Todd Simpson cost you the like, what are you talking about? I was so mad. And by the way,
ding.
Arch Manning grew up. I told you, not you, Alex, because you weren't here, but I told you, remember, I said I thought Arch Manning found something late in that Florida game.
Yeah. I think we both bought stock in him last week when we did the stock report.
Yeah. He's grown up. He's growing up. He's not grown.
Bo the broker.
They still don't have, I think, the talent around him to be a national championship team, but their playoff hopes are alive again after beating Oklahoma in the Red River Shootout. I still call it the Red River Shootout.
We can hear that.
Well, coming up this Wednesday, join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's been a lie in my life that has continued for probably decades now.
Okay.
I'll get to that in a moment, but I got to tell you how small the world is. Because I went on a trip, and it was with a group of people who Grant works with. So it was a company trip. So we went to Aruba, and I post a video of me and Grant riding a UTV.
Okay. Oh, I saw that.
Okay.
Awesome.
It was incredible.
Okay.
But Rusty Mansell messages me and goes, hey, my daughter's there with the group.
No. No way.
I was vacationing with Molly Mansell.
Yes. What are the odds of
and
this?
And her fiance, Jimmy, and I was like, wait, are you the Bama fan?
Yes!
And he was like, yes, I am!
Oh, yes! Oh, man, what are the odds
of
this?
I told Molly, I was like, I knew you were getting engaged before you did.
Oh,
she was like,
snap.
My dad said everybody knew.
Oh,
yeah, because
snap.
Your dad told everybody.
Yeah. Very, very small world. But I was fortunate enough to go to Aruba when I was little, maybe 10 years old. And we were doing some kind of banana boat ride. But, you know, it's the ocean. I was a kid. And so I was like, I don't want to go. There are sharks. Like, there are a lot of sharks.
All right.
The tour guide told me, oh, no, don't worry about that. Here in Aruba, we gather up all the sharks and we put them on the other side of the island.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay. And it just didn't dawn on me until I'm going back to Aruba this weekend. I'm like, wait a minute.
How did you guys pull that off? That seems impossible.
That can't possibly be
There's
true.
No way that's true.
So it just kind of spawned this conversation of like, what were you lied to as a kid that like maybe you don't realize?
Yeah.
Do you think it's true? Because this was a conversation. If you eat something, you cannot go swimming for 30 minutes.
No.
I think that there might be certain people that is true for, yeah. I think there's some sensitive folks out there. I've learned that in 2025, everyone's got something they're either allergic to or like sensitive to or whatever. So I think there's some people. It was never a problem for me.
I think distance swimming, if you're going to go out and swim a mile in the open ocean, yeah, that would be an issue. But if you're just getting in a pool, it doesn't make any difference.
What about your kids, Mike? Like, they're of the age that could go in the pool. Would you tell them after they're eating, like, wait, you got to wait 30 minutes?
Well, I don't know, because it's all about cramping, right? Isn't that what it is? Okay, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't see my 5-year-old catching a cramp in his leg. I don't think that's going to be a thing. Do 5-year-olds have leg cramps? I don't think.
So
I think it's a thing.
Googled it because there were adults on this trip that still believe that's a thing. It's not true.
Yeah, no, it's not. Like,
it's like an old wives' tale.
But I think for some people, like I've eaten decent, you know, like probably more carbs than I should eat, and then gone and done something active, like within 30 minutes, and immediately gotten kind of like almost like blood sugar shakes. Like it gave me like it's like something about like somehow like whatever it does. So I think that's probably where it comes into.
I thought it was a cramp thing.
It's a cramp thing.
I'm sure cramp, but I'm just saying some people, like for me, like I know that and it was more as a kid because I would like immediately eat dinner and then run outside and play. And I would get almost like I was hungry again, like it would do something. But I don't know. I don't, none of the things they tell you to do, I'm always like, oh, I'll do it anyways. We'll see.
I think Bo doesn't want to admit that he was lied to as a kid.
Such a rebel. I did. I watched Free Willy with my son the other day.
Oh,
there's
my
so
gosh.
Many parts in there. I'm like, this is so absurd.
That whole movie
so
is
ridiculous.
Absurd.
I know. Like, I'm watching it. My son just wants to see an orca. And I'm like, yeah, here's Free Willy. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah. So
he's like, oh, they're best friends, Dad. I'm like, yeah, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, a 9-year-old rescues a whale. Yeah, right. I mean, get real.
Become best friends. You know what I mean?
What world are you living in?
It's crazy.
Well, coming up, it is finally here. Falcons will host the Bills tonight, but we've got some major injuries to talk about. Some are back, some are gone. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.